Marty Gallagher, along with Dean O'Sullivan in the Peugeot 208. How has Friday gone for you in the Donegal International Rally?
Very good. Very surprising. We went out, the first day in a new car, so we went out kind of just as a learning curve, but kind of got into the seat pretty quickly and trying to start to put up everybody else in. So it's a long weekend yet, so I can't really say nothing much.
You're smiling, you're enjoying it.
Oh, that's it, that's the main thing. You enjoy it, it's half the battle, so... Oh, it's definitely good fun out there now. Very, very good stages out today, and hopefully the same now over the weekend.
And conditions making for fast going?
Definitely, just the dry, and the sun's not out, so it's not too warm in the car either, so everything's just working well. No dampness, no nothing, so it's lovely fast.
Now the crowds will get bigger, but even today, good support?
Definitely. A lot of people out there. A lot of people out in the stages. For a Friday, there was a lot of people out there.
And looking forward to the rest of the weekend.
Oh yeah, definitely. Good to get the knock out and stuff over now, and we'll see how we go in after that. That's always going to be a tough one.
JP Logue along with James Logan, a Honda Civic Class 11F. How has the day gone for you?
It was very good in the evening, Chris. It was. We struggled in the morning. We had an overheating problem, so we did. And I was conscious of it. I was watching my hand on the gauge the whole time. But no, very, very happy in the evening. Very happy to be going out tomorrow again and carrying good shape.
And some classic stages to look forward to tomorrow.
Well, this is it exactly, you know, and that's what it's all about. You know, definitely looking forward to Knockalla, Garrigart, all the big stages tomorrow, Gartan in the afternoon, hopefully. Fingers crossed.
So easy to drop out on the first day. You need concentration from the word go.
Very much so, you know, and it's all about trying to manage the car as well. You know, such a long weekend, you know, it's a long, long way to Sunday evening yet. Anything could happen yet, really.
And the little problems that you have, you're happy now they're rectified?
Well, we think so, yeah. They're sorted anyway, but there's usually something else will crop up over the weekend, so we'll try our best and we'll keep going.
Paul Dardy along with Hugh Call in the Ford Escort Mark II from Milford. Day one over, your thoughts?
I enjoyed it. Nice to get out on the stages. Good old days, fun. Hopefully everything goes all right. We're heading to home soil tomorrow, so we'll push a wee bit harder. Hopefully everything keep her on the road.
Conditions were such that it was fast today.
It was fast. The three stages were fast, but there were a good grip on them, and so with good weather, it's easier to drive for the dry weather. So I enjoyed it. Happy enough.
And tomorrow, great to look forward to all those classic stages.
Aye, well, heading for Knockalla first thing, so we're looking forward to that in Garrigart, then I suppose the home stage, so see how we get on.
And there'll be a huge following, no doubt.
There'll be big crowds out tomorrow, so hopefully the rally passes on safe and everybody enjoys the day.
And a very competitive national category, as always.
Plenty of hard chargers in the national, but... Yeah, every man will push on as hard as they can tomorrow and enjoy the day. So.
Liam Darley along with Dermot McGettigan, day one done. Looking forward to Saturday's action?
Definitely so, Chris. We had a good run today, a few problems with timing and that. Hopefully we'll get them sorted out tonight. We're in a comfortable enough position there in the class this evening, so tomorrow's a big day and we'll just go out and try and see what we can do tomorrow again. So.
A lot of day one really is getting through without maybe overdoing it.
Definitely so. A lot of casualties there today as well. A few offs and on the first day it's sad to see when everybody put so much time and effort into it and so much money into it. From the bigger boys to the smaller boys, like Gary only went through the first stage and that was a rally over, and a few other boys on the lower level of the rally as well, you know. So it's a settling on curve for Friday, definitely.
And what are you looking forward to most for the rest of the weekend?
Well, hopefully it'll stay dry. That's the main one. But that seems to be good enough for tomorrow and Sunday morning. Then I think they're a bit of a share. So we'll try and do our work tomorrow and see what happens then for Sunday morning.
Brendan Friel, living in London, originally from Garton, along with JP Boyle in your Corolla. How did the first day go?
The first day is going good there. I think I'm leading the class there. I'm not too sure. There are a few queries, but a good day, good stages.
And looking forward now to all the action tomorrow?
Yes, looking forward. I never done the rally last year, so the first two tomorrow now will be a bit tricky, but if I could get over them and get into Gartan tomorrow evening, I'll be happy.
And it looks as if the forecast is going to be for similar dry conditions. You'd be pleased with that?
Yes, hopefully it's dry now tomorrow. makes a good bit of difference here, the dry.
And tell us a bit about the car. How did it fare out today? Everything all right?
The car's going good there. Reed Motorsport look after it, so I don't do very much to it.
And out on the course, good crowds as always?
Very good crowds. Very, very good crowds now. I'm surprised by how many is out there, but no, very good.
And what are you looking forward to most on Saturday's action?
To get to go down past my own house tomorrow evening.
Dara Kelly and Eamon Doherty in the Mark II Escort. Day one completed. Happy with the way things went?
Yeah, very happy. It was a big pace there this morning. We're in the 1600 class, and the guys were on the go right from the very start. And it's only my third time out in the car, so no, we're happy. Look, we got up to speed, and it's good to be here Friday evening. Tomorrow's a long day, and there's a lot of driving today. But no, hopefully, look, tomorrow, being here to this time tomorrow evening is going to be a big thing.
As always, it's competitive, and yet there's that great camaraderie ship there. A couple of people having punctures and little incidents, and everybody, you know, people keeping an eye and helping them out. That's what the Donegal Rally is about.
Oh, that's what it's all about. Yeah, one of the guys running in front of us in the class, James McCarroll from Monaghan, he had bothered this morning, and you know, all the 1600 cars are together, but everybody was out, everybody was under the bonnet, everybody was trying to help him out. Look, that's what it's all about. You have to give and take in this sport, and you know, maybe tomorrow you might be in a bit of bother, and you'd hope that the rest of the guys would help you out.
And what are you looking forward to most in Saturday stages?
I really, really enjoy getting to the Cairn Hill stage. It kind of marks the halfway point of the event. Hopefully the weather will be good, the crowds be good. You know, tomorrow to start out in Ocala is a big, big challenge. And look, to get around them first four stages in the morning and get to Cairn Hill and Garten, it's a big thing. It's, you know, getting there, that's going to be key for us. You know, if we can get that far, we'll be very happy and hopefully be here tomorrow evening.